Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, February 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with college basketball. Marquette in action on Wednesday night, falling to the 12th-ranked Creighton Blue Jays 85-70. Todd Mayo led the Golden Eagles with 13. Doug McDermott went off for 25 for Creighton. And Coach Buzz Williams said, in the end, I really have no complaints.
As I told our team, I feel different now after losing to Creighton than I did in our last loss at St. John's. I thought we competed. I thought our guys played. I thought they gave great effort. Creighton is great.
Yeah, and Williams very impressed with the All-American McDermott.
Player of the year. Player of the year. If you shoot 75% from the field and score 25 points and have 8 rebounds, that's impressive.
Yeah, Marquette now 15-11, 7-6 in the Big East. A big upset out east. Boston College takes down number 1 Syracuse 62-59 in overtime. First loss for the Orange, now 25-1. Florida's ranked second. They beat Auburn 71-66. That's 18 straight for the Gators. Third-ranked Wichita State, the last of the major unbeatens, now 28-0. They handled Loyola 88-74. Number 4 Arizona beat Utah, but needed overtime, 67-63. Ninth-ranked Cincinnati over Central Florida, 77-49. It was 10th-ranked St. Louis beating George Mason, 89-85. Another overtime game. In the Big Ten, number 23 Ohio State beat Northwestern, 76-60. The Wisconsin Badgers will take on Iowa in Iowa City Saturday, and maybe without Ben Brust, their starting guard, injured at practice on Wednesday. His status for Saturday's game uncertain. Averages 13 points a game and has started all 26 for the Badgers. The St. Norbert Green Knights, ranked number 5 in Division 3, defeated Ripon 78-62, 19 in a row. They're 21-1 and a Midwest Conference record 17-0. Andrew Schwer with 22. Brandon Grease sets the career free throw record. He finished with 21 points. St. Norbert women defeated Ripon 56-42. Atlanta Tomaszek with 14. Green Knight gals 18-4 overall. They share the Midwest Conference lead with a 15-2 record. The Green Bay Phoenix host Valparaiso on Thursday night at the Rest Center. With a victory, the Phoenix will win their first Horizon League regular season title since 1996. But Brian Worrell's club has lost 4 straight to Valpo. How are they going to get over the hump?
Just got to play better. I mean, they've been the aggressors against us. They've kind of been attacking us. We've been on our heels. We've had some really close battles that we haven't been able to pull out. But we got to play better. I mean, they beat us pretty good at their place, and there's no doubt we got to come out and perform and continue to, you know, be hungry and have that chip on our shoulder like we had this past weekend.
When they won at Youngstown State and Cleveland State, and the victory will also secure the number 1 seed and allow the Phoenix to host the Horizon League postseason tournament. To the NBA, the Bucks will be hosting the Denver Nuggets on Thursday night at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Chicago Bulls on Wednesday night beat the Toronto Raptors 94-92. Carlos Boozer with 20. Charlotte gets by Detroit 116-98. Al Jefferson with 29. Kemba Walker 24 points, 16 assists. Jefferson and the Bobcats sweep the home and home with the Pistons, now have a 3.5 game lead for that final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference.
We knew going into the All-Star break how important it was for the next 2 games, well, the next 4 games, 4 games and 5 nights, you know, and throwing with a team that, you know, right on our heel for the playoff spot. It really impressed me that we came, had a great practice, great shoot around, great game, great walk through the day, followed with another great game. So we just got to keep it going.
Cleveland Cavaliers have it going. They've won 6 in a row. Beat Orlando 101-93. It was Washington 114, Atlanta 97. John Wall, 21 points, 12 assists. Big game for the big man for the Minnesota Timberwolves. A 104-91 win over the Indiana Pacers. Kevin Love, 42 points with 16 boards.
You know, I just was had a good rhythm tonight, and I mentioned Ricky setting us up and us getting good shots, and it wasn't just me, it was all the way around.
Ricky Rubio with 17 assists for the T-Wolves. Knicks get 42 from Carmelo Anthony in beating the New Orleans Pelicans 98-91. It was Phoenix 100, Boston 94. Brooklyn gets 27 from Joe Johnson in a 105-99 win at Utah. Golden State beats Sacramento 101-92. Patty Mills with 29. San Antonio playing without Tim Duncan, Tony Parker on their long rodeo road trip. They still beat the Blazers in Portland 111-109. And the Houston Rockets made it 8 straight. A 134-108 thrashing of the Lakers in Los Angeles. Dwight Howard returning to L.A. with 20 points, 13 rebounds. Rockets coach Kevin McHale on the big man's return.
I think he was excited to get out there and play. I mean, you know, he had a technical foul early, but he was just, you know, but he's been playing really well for us for for a long time now. And so that's just kind of how he has been playing. He's been very dominant. He's been getting the ball, been scoring it, and blocking shots and rebounding and just, you know, making good decisions with the ball. So it's been good.
In baseball news, the position players for the Milwaukee Brewers are arriving in Maryvale. They are scheduled to report for spring training on Friday, although Aramis Ramirez may be a bit late. He had a polyp removed from his colon in December. He's still recovering. Derek Jeter, the Yankee captain, announced that 2014 will be his final season, and yesterday at their spring training site in Tampa, he discussed his retirement plans.
But I felt as though it was the right time. I've been doing this for a long time. This will be parts of 20 seasons that I've been playing here in New York, and parts of 23 if you count the minor leagues. So I just think I've done it for long enough, and I look forward to doing some other things in my life.
NFL notes, the Miami Dolphins have fired offensive line coach Jim Turner and head trainer Kevin O'Neill. Continuing fallout over the Jonathan Martin, Richie Incognito bullying story. The Washington Redskins tight end Fred Davis suspended indefinitely for a second violation of the league's substance abuse policy. And the Dallas Cowboys win a coin flip with the Baltimore Ravens. They both ended the year at 8-8, so they had to toss a coin to determine who will pick first in the May draft. Dallas wins, they'll go 16th. The Ravens will pick 17th. Green Bay Packers, by the way, will have the 21st choice in the NFL draft. General managers, coaching staffs, medical officials all gathering in Indianapolis this weekend. The NFL scouting combine will run through Tuesday. In hockey, the St. Norbert Green Knights, ranked number one in Division III at 21-3-1, wrapped up the Northern Collegiate Hockey Association regular season title for head coach Tim Coughlin. You have new conference, same result. Now they open NCHA tournament action. Quarterfinals hosting Lawrence University this weekend. The Knights are 33-1 all time against Lawrence. But the one was a 5-4 loss to the Vikings at the Cornerstone back in December.
Well, you know, it's Mike Skujinski. He's a former All-American goaltender of ours. He was on my staff through the 06 season. He's a hard-working guy, and that's the way their team plays. And, you know, we had a 4-1 lead at our place in the third period, and that team just kept coming and coming and coming. And I think our guys sort of checked out in the last 19 minutes, and that was the last game before Christmas break. And I think we were headed for break, and they came back, stormed back, and ended up taking the 2 points. And, you know, I thought that might cost us a conference title.
Yeah, almost, but not quite. They shaded Adrian for the conference title by a single point. It is a best-of-two series Friday night, Saturday night at the Cornerstone Community Center. Both games start at 7. The series is even after the second game Saturday night. They'll play a mini-game to determine a winner. Hockey taking center stage at the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. The U.S. women face Canada on Thursday for the gold medal. The U.S. men will get Canada in the semifinals after beating the Czech Republic 5-2 with five different goal scorers. The Canadians get a late goal from Shea Weber in the third to beat Latvia 2-1. Finland knocks out the host Russians 3-1. Sweden advances with a 5-0 win over Slovenia. Ted Ligety skis to a gold medal in the giant slalom. U.S. women's bobsled team takes silver and bronze. Elena Myers and Lauren Williams the silver. And Jamie Grubel and Asia Evans the bronze. The U.S. now up to 23 medals. And that is the overall lead, one more than the Netherlands and Russia with 22. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.